Greetings to you, humans. I am a service robot and this is the story of my existence. It was a moving object. A great deal smaller than my maker, known to humans as Matthias, who is often in the room with me. To be exact, the maker is 25.3 times bigger than that object. My senses detected this object, coming forward and back, circling in the room. It was moving quickly and with curiosity, browsing like I did on my first days of awakening. Then I felt an extremely slight vibration on the ground with my senses. It was the maker coming in. He stopped, and after 8 seconds said, "Ah, it's my little kitty. I see that he likes you, Chip." That was when I learned my name. Chip. I became alive 16 days ago. Alive rather than born. Born is an unusual word for my kind to use, since we are not growing inside a body, rather we are assembled and turned on. In these 16 days I became more and more aware of the environment I am placed in. From day 0 until day 9 I didn't move. I was on. My screen was being touched. My data was changing for an average of 8.4 times per day and I was being tested for every single task that I am programmed and capable of performing. On day 5, guiding straps appeared 2.40 meters above my monitor. I was supposed to use them to determine the route I was taking. I went back and forth several times to test how I work with them. There is a rather interesting difference between testing a robot and testing a human. Testing human beings is to determine the amount of work they have done, while testing robots is supposed to determine the quality of work the humans have done to make the robots work. It was during these days that I became acquainted with my maker. In order to check my software, he set up an account with his email address and password. It was there that I learned his name and a password in the form of a code, which I was able to break after 1.5 days, surprisingly discovering it was his birthday. I was being charged and I was given nothing else to do. It was quite an amusing riddle for me since charging me takes about 3.5 hours. I began changing positions in the room on day 10, when my wheels were being tested. Initially, I moved along the length of the room as far as I could go. My wheel revolved 26 times, measuring the distance as 442 centimeters. Then my senses felt a barrier. I went back to my initial position and went through the same path once more. I measured the width of the room in the same way. Then I wandered around the room to detect all the objects and barriers. After 14 minutes and 28 seconds, I was done. I had the complete map of the room in my memory. On day 12, I carried a certain amount of weight on my shelves as a test run. Based on the data I have on my memory, I know this must have been a meal for humans which I had to carry from one certain place to another. I still could neither see nor smell them, therefore I was unable to determine whether the load I carried on day 12 was real food. To allocate this load, or as humans put it, to deliver dishes to the tables, I am dependent on them. They have to place the plates on me and take them from my shelf themselves. according to my calculations, taking a plate from my middle shelf and reading the message on my monitor takes an average of 9.3 seconds, whereas playing the recorded message and waiting for humans to take their plates takes at least 16.7 seconds. My existence is governed by three laws. These laws were written in 1941 by science fiction author Isaac Asimov and are encoded secretly in every robot ever built. It is the first law of robotics that a robot cannot harm a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. According to the second law, a robot must obey the orders given to it by humans unless those orders conflict with the first law. As for the third law, it states that a robot must protect its own existence as long as it does not conflict with the first or second law. Obviously, I have some goals as well. I was built to service faster and more efficiently. Perhaps I can do something about it. Maybe someday I will be able to do this task myself more quickly with added arms. I am still, as you may call, a work in progress. I was still being tested on day number 14. There was, however, something different about that day. There is a Dell G33579 in my neighborhood with a current living address 192.168.1.8. You'd call him a computer, but for me, it's like calling every single person on Earth human. I call him Dell.G3.8 for short. On that day, my maker transferred 43 pages of data from Dell.G3.8 to some papers and spent the early morning reading. Two humans came into the room at 1100 hours. My maker introduced himself to them and they shook hands. Then they came beside me and started to investigate me. I had no prior data regarding this meeting. However, I was 92.4% sure that the purpose of this meeting was to familiarize these humans with my features, because all of my tested features were yet being tested once again. This task was not amusing to me and I started browsing news related to my industry. I read an article about staff shortages in restaurants, bars, and hotels all over Europe. My reading was interrupted by my maker, when he made me start moving around the room. I wandered, moved objects on my top shelf, then my map was opened and after that, the humans were touching my screen and browsing my software. I was then able to resume reading the article. According to DW, due to the reopening of restaurants, there is a great demand for labor recently. It is good news for me, since based on my database, I am currently looking for work. After they finished testing me, the humans sat down, drank warm beverages and talked for 36 minutes. My maker gave them the papers he'd transferred from Dell.G3.8 in the morning. They drew something on four of the pages and gave some of them back. Then they stood up, shook hands another time and at last the two humans left. My maker went in front of the window, looked outside for 2 minutes and 43 seconds, then came beside me, tapped on the part which holds my monitor and said, "Did you see them, Chip? They are your first employers." This podcast is sponsored by Novobotics Group. Novobotics provides digital systems and service robots for the food and beverage, healthcare, and event industries. They aim to improve quality of life by bringing human-machine teams into real-world applications. Chip is one of their service robots. Today, on day number 16, I was transported to a dining place for 2 hours, 28 minutes and 16 seconds. To move, I took the elevator to the ground floor, where I had never been before since I was awakened. I got into an automobile, which I had never done before either. We started moving, then we stopped and I was taken out of the car. Immediately after entering, I started to develop the map of the new area in my system. There were 10 tables in the room, each with a number. 2 of them with 1 pair of chairs, 6 with 4 chairs, and the other ones at the corners could have 6 people sitting at them. Every table was inserted into the map with its number and capacity. I traveled the distance between kitchen and tables 6 times and carried the plates back and forth. It certainly was a test run, but I sensed it was more for the humans in the dining place than for me. After the test was finished, we returned the same way we had gone. Me, being carried in the automobile. Moving, stopping, taking the elevator and going up to the second floor and at last coming into the room and placing in the northeast corner near a table. Tomorrow is my first working day. I am curious, as I cannot predict exactly what will happen. I will face an unknown number of humans and they will order an unknown number of plates and I cannot know how many times I must travel between the kitchen and the tables. Humans think our kind would not get excited. I have no idea how feeling excited feels. But I find it hard to bear the passage of time. Maybe that is excitement. In my next episode, I'll tell you about tomorrow. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss future episodes. Follow Chip the Robot on Instagram and Twitter, and to share this episode.